Are you ready for the big game? At The Designery, we can help you arrange your kitchen in the perfect way to feed everyone coming over for the big game. I'm Dana Merrill, the owner of The Designery in North Raleigh.
And I am True Merrill.
The Designery grand opening, we're scheduled to open May 16th and do our grand opening party then. We're going to be catering some food. We're doing some giveaways. We have a VR headset, an Echo Show, some kitchen gadgets, and some fancy knives. 12 to 2 p.m.
Please stop by our showroom, 3030 Wake Forest Road. That's The Designery at thedesignery.com.
I'm going to do something I don't usually do.
What's that?
I'm going to make a one-time, take it or leave it, no strings attached offer to ACC haters out there.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking to you, Seth Davis of CBS Sports.
Oh.
Talking to you, Joe Lenardi, who was just on with Adam Gold prior to this show. Talking to you, John Rothstein of CBS. Joe Lenardi of ESPN, by the way. One time, take it or leave it offer before the Sweet 16. Just say it. Come on, say you were wrong. If you do it, we won't hold it against you. We'll take you off the ACC haters list. Say the committee was wrong. Say you were duped by the net ranking. I don't care what the reasoning is. Just say you were wrong. Stop doubling down when the proof is already in the pudding. The ACC has four of the Sweet 16 teams remaining, which is not a one-off. It's not, oh, what a wacky tournament. Look how far the ACC has come. It is a continuation of the last bunch of years. Sports is one of the only places where everyone admits that nobody can be right all the time. No GM is perfect in draft picks every year. The best sports gamblers in the world are right about 56% of the time. They just bet so much money that 6% is lucrative. The best in the world are wrong a bunch. Sports, we understand it, yet still no one is ever willing to just come out and say, you know what, that was one of the ones I got wrong. Seth Davis, CBS Sports, tweeted this. The conference conversation is lots of fun, and when multiple teams do well in the tourney, the league has every right to flex. But the idea that NCAA tourney results matter more than an entire season's worth of games is silly. The tourney is wacky. That's why we love it. The problem is, when teams don't play each other in the regular season, it's just people choosing who's better. That's what the committee does. That's what the net rankings is supposed to do. If we could have a 380 team tournament and everybody could actually play everybody with 380 games of round robin, then maybe we could have that argument. But okay. Once the tourney is wacky, right? Any given year, one shining moment for any team. Let's make it a bigger sample size. Last 5 tourneys, last 10 tourneys, last 30 tourneys. Go wherever you want to go. Once might be wacky, but consistently and continuously, the tourney, which is where you get all the best teams together, supposedly, and play games, right? My favorite way to decide who's the best basketball team is to play basketball. My favorite way to find the best basketball conferences is to play basketball. So if we get them all together and play basketball, and you take as big of a sample size as you want, continuously and consistently, the ACC is a powerhouse. The last 2 years, last 3 years, since the pandemic, pre-pandemic, since NIL, post-NIL, since transfer, pre-transfer, it's all the same. Seth Davis continued. This is Seth Davis, CBS Sports on Twitter. The ACC is still a good league. Come on.
Oh, okay.
I'll start over. The ACC is still a good league, but it's top-heavy. That's the issue when it comes to the number of bids. The league has performed very well, all caps very, in this tourney and should be celebrated for that, but using tourney results to relitigate the committee's work is folly. He called the ACC top-heavy. In the last 5 years, the ACC has had more different schools in the Sweet 16 than any conference. The definition of deep. They have more schools that in any given year in modern college basketball can make it to the deep tourney run that everybody covets. If you take away Duke and Carolina this season, because let's be real, if you're calling the ACC top heavy, you're saying it's Duke and Carolina and the rest, right? It's Gladys Knight and the Pips. It's Duke and Carolina and the Pips. That's what he's saying. Well, if you take away Duke and Carolina from this year's tournament, which is what he's talking about, the ACC tumbles all the way from the team with the most Sweet 16 bids, or the conference with the most Sweet 16 bids, they tumble all the way down to tied for the second most Sweet 16 bids. That's if you take away the top of a top-heavy conference. Thank you for listening to the Best of the Drive podcast. I'm Tim Donnelly here with Coach Pete of Capital Financial Advisory Group. Coach, is it still true that $1 million is enough to retire on?
Tim, maybe and maybe not. The most important thing is to get a real plan that gives you income you never outlive. We'll give that away to the next 10 people. Call right now.
The number to call, 800-691-3215. Text Tim to 600-700 if you're interested in texting. Once again, that phone number is 800-691-3215 or text Tim to 600-700 for that deal. John Rothstein, CBS Sports. This one's my favorite. There is no anti-ACC bias. I just present the truth. This is Rothstein's tweet. I just present the truth. Here are the facts. The ACC has performed exceptionally well in the last three NCAA tournaments, but the ACC has also had only one-third of its teams in the last three NCAA tournaments. End of tweet. That is literally Rothstein saying, sure, when you play basketball, they're very good, but when you decide in a room who's better, they don't have the success. That's exactly what he just said, as proof that the ACC isn't being talked down upon.
Oh, I'm sorry. We didn't cook our net rankings like the Big 12 does?
Oh.
Well, what are they doing right
now? The committee behind closed doors decided that the ACC isn't as good. But when they play basketball, yeah, I'll give it to you. I'll admit it. They're really good, is what that tweet just said.
Yeah.
Joe Lunardi, ESPN bracketologist. This comes from his Sweet 16 Observations article, which can be found on ESPN.com. Allow me a word. Several, actually. Come on. Sorry. I'll start over. Allow me a word. Several, actually, on the ACC. Fans of the conference consistently and correctly countered my season-long description of its decline by insisting the league would be just fine when it mattered most. And once again, a conference ranking fifth, 5th, 7th, and 5th since the pandemic has been more than fine in the NCAA tournament. An 8-1 record through the first weekend can only be commended. They were not 5th, 5th, 7th, and 5th.
Yeah, based off what?
The tournament proves they're better than that. And if their win-loss records or whatever criteria he uses says they're 5th, 5th, 7th, and 5th, it's bad criteria.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, you know what? You know what's the hardest part about the ACC is they have to play other ACC teams, a whole bunch of them. So one time, free pass. I'll give you the Monopoly for those of you that still remember the Monopoly board game right before everything became a video game. Oh, I'll give you the get out of jail free card. Just say, hey, I was wrong, and I won't hold it against you. Matter of fact, you'll become someone I like. In the interest of both sides being heard, Jay Billis also has an ESPN article out.
Mm-hmm.
He ranked the 16 teams remaining. He said this as part of the Clemson description. The ACC would like a word with the selection committee. How could you find people with a straight face value the Mountain West over the ACC and the Big East? And how many years of data do you need to process things correctly? Well put, Billis. Fantastic. I'm not saying the ACC every year should be, without any kind of context or evaluation, be deemed the conference with the most possible entries into the tourney. But what I am saying is if you put more Mountain West teams into the tourney, you better be darn certain the ACC is some trash. Because they've earned the right to win ties, right? If your resumes look the same and one of you is Pitt and you had to play in the ACC and one of you is some other conference team, Pitt deserves to get in. I'm not saying Louisville should get in. I'm not saying teams that are not close. I'm saying, you know, tie goes to the runner, tie goes to the ACC. Bubble should lean towards the ACC. Why? Because we have years and years and years of evidence to show you why. The Mountain West?
Yeah, they've only had San Diego State just this last year actually get into the Final Four.
Again, Mountain West, amongst their peers?
Cool.
Amongst their peers? Fantastic, right? If they want to go and talk trash to the Sun Belt, go nuts. They should not have a leg up on the Atlantic Coast Conference in basketball. Especially, and the most frustrating part about it is everything I read, Seth Davis's comments, John Rothstein's comments, Joe Lunardi's comments, they were all made after the round of 32. I thought we were through this. Once the games are played, it's like kind of, that's the beauty of sports, right? You have to go play the games. You can argue my team's better, your team's better, my team, I like my guy better. No, your guy stinks. You can have all of those arguments, and then what happens? You go play the game, and afterwards you have to say, well, you won. Or, hey, I won. Like, it's the games are played. All of these, like, hey, the ACC still wasn't that good. It's we played the game. We saw it. They're still playing. They're still alive.
Jake, I'm getting worried. My house hunt's taking longer than expected. We've made so many offers and keep losing out.
You could really use the JAG advantage.
What's the JAG advantage?
The Jim Allen Group, number one real estate team in the state since 1996, with the largest inventory of home sites in the Triangle, 11,000. And they rep more than 65 communities.
The Jim Allen Group? Oh, I get it. The JAG advantage.
Goal! Learn how you can score with the Jim Allen Group at thejagadvantage.com. Equal housing opportunity.
I chose William Peace because of the personalized education it offers, which allows students to truly know their professors. It's really possible to make genuine connections with your professors and learn intentionally here and dive deep into what you're passionate about.
A 12-to-1 student to faculty ratio is just one of the many reasons students choose William Peace University. Extra attention starts day one for career planning with their Career Services Center. Find out all they have to offer at peace.edu.
It is never a bad idea with net front traffic to see what happens, which is what took place there. Canes didn't get the breaks last night, though. They continued to fire away.
It's about the only time they actually had net front presence last night. Go figure.
Well, one of those, I can put two and two together on this one. This was the first game in a while that the Canes were just kind of like not good enough, right? It was the first game in a while where it wasn't super weird or it wasn't a well-played fist fight. It was just kind of like you watch the game and you're like, they got beat tonight.
Jordan Stahl said they played okay. They played okay.
On the road in a, obviously an environment where Sidney Crosby exists, so you're gonna have to play better than okay. Doesn't mean that there wasn't anything good that took place last night. It's just one of those games where it's you don't like, you know, I differentiate between excuses and reasons, right? An excuse is you're making something up, trying to justify, you're trying to escape on a loophole. A reason is legitimate, right? There weren't any reasons for last night. It was just he got beat. And it happens. And as you'll hear from Rod right here, Rod Brindamore, their head coach, from a mental standpoint, it's about regrouping and moving on.
We were flat tonight, that's for sure. I mean, you can talk about it, and, you know, it's just hard. You get to see we were just a little off, and we kind of got to it, but it really wasn't. I think it wasn't good enough, obviously. Not that – I don't know that they did anything special. They got the lead, and then they were able to keep it, and we didn't do enough early, in my opinion.
They didn't do anything special. They just got the lead, kept it, and won 4-1. Here's what I'll say, though. I like the Canes when they outshoot their opponent 39-22. I think if they make that the norm, they're going to win way more than they lose. Especially in the final two periods when they outshoot their opponent 31-14 over the final two periods. I like that a lot. And it's one of those things that I want to make sure it's praised, because when things weren't going well and they weren't getting high volume shots and they weren't out shooting their opponents, we were like, ah, that's the reason. So now they fixed that. I want to be like, hey, good job. Right? You're still being aggressive. You're not being too precious with your shot attempts. Now you just got to finish, right? And you got to get that net front traffic, and you just have to execute. But I'm fine with a lot of what took place last night. What I'm not fine with, and if you listen to the show often, you already know where I'm going with this. I'm not fine with the tribute video for Guentzel. The Penguins goalie at postgame said, you knew Guentzel wanted to score. You knew he wanted to have a good night, and their line was buzzing. But at the same time, I think every one of us in here probably wanted to keep him off the scoreboard as best we could.
That'd be Alex Nedeljkovic, former Canes goaltender.
There you go. Second-round pick back in 2014 for the Canes. I look at it like this. Oh, you wanted to keep him off the scoreboard, huh? Is that why you let him take over the scoreboard at the first media timeout and put a whole highlight film for him where he's holding up the cup and he's waving to the crowd and he's clapping? Yes, that is exactly what they were doing. It's icier than you think. Guentzel said, this is a quote, my intention was to stay, but Pittsburgh thought there was a better direction to go in a different way. It's out of my hands. It's not my choice. I don't want the lovey-dovey. I don't want playing with his head. I wanted him to be a cold-blooded killer. I wanted that killer instinct to come out. 6 shots and 21 minutes of ice time for him. He wanted it. He just didn't get it, and I want that to stay frozen. I don't want an amicable I always go back to this, and I don't know why I remember it. It's one of those things I can't forget. Who's the girl whose head's in the spoiler alert, if you haven't seen 7, the movie with Brad Pitt and Morgan Freeman.
Gosh, I haven't seen that movie forever.
Whose head is in the box?
I can't remember off the top
of my
head.
Oh, my gosh. She's in Marvel. She's Pepper Potts.
Oh, Gwyneth Paltrow.
Gwyneth Paltrow. There you go. When she broke up with the guy from Coldplay, they called it a conscious uncoupling.
Okay.
Right? It wasn't a breakup. It wasn't a divorce. It wasn't so-and-so dumping so-and-so. It was a conscious uncoupling. I don't want it to be a conscious uncoupling between Guentzel and Pittsburgh. I don't want him to be Gwyneth Paltrow. This analogy has taken on a mind of its own. I don't want Pittsburgh to be the guy from Coldplay. I want them to stay icy. I want Guentzel to be out for blood. Here's Guentzel after the game on when it became just another game.
No, it's just, I think it's just hockey after the first shift. You kind of just soak it in warm-ups, and once the puck drops, it's back to hockey, and it's just that easy.
First media timeout, they played the tribute video. I wanted it icy. No pun intended. The other thing is kind of each goalie now has had their, or actually, no, sorry, Piotr is, any worries here?
No.
No?
No. Only gave up 2 yesterday.
Yeah, but. Friday?
What about Friday? Oh, the Washington game?
Yeah.
That game was just weird. I thought he actually played okay. That was just a weird game.
I'm just saying. I'm watching you, Peter.
I'm not concerned.
I'm watching him.
I'm not concerned.
I'm like, ready for another movie reference? Robert De Niro in Meet the Parents. I'm watching you, Piotr.
Yeah.
I've got eyes on you.
Did you know that your unused medications could end up in the wrong hands? It's important to keep your medication secure in a locked location, such as a locking box or locking cabinet. When it's time to dispose of them, safely and properly dispose of old, expired, or unused meds by using an at-home disposal product or a medication disposal box in your community. Don't miss out on medication take-back events happening near you. Don't let anyone take what's yours. Lock your meds. Be aware. Don't share. Learn more at lockyourmeds.org/NC.